This is Dakota Datebook for June 17th. Adam Forepaw entered the circus business somewhat by accident when he took ownership of a circus due to an unpaid debt for the purchase of 44 horses. In the 1870s and 80s, he and P.T. Barnum ran the two largest circuses in the country and were fierce rivals. Forepaw was the first circus operator to use specially designed railroad cars to transport his show. He was also the first to present a three-ring circus. Just before his death in 1890, his circus was sold to James Bailey of Barnum & Bailey fame. Bailey later merged with the Sells Brothers to form the Forepaw Sells Brothers Circus in 1900. It became the largest circus in the country. Circuses traveled almost constantly in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, spending summers and early fall in the northern states, then heading south for the winter. The arrival of a circus was a major event. Advance men would come into town and plaster posters on every available surface. Newspaper ads built anticipation. A Fargo newspaper once devoted half a page to describing the wonders of the Forepaw Sells Brothers Circus. In addition to the big top acts, the circus brought a menagerie, including a herd of elephants, a rhinoceros, and a hippopotamus. There was even a nursery featuring tiger kittens and a baby kangaroo. On this date in 1905, the Fargo Forum and Daily Republican reminded readers that the circus would arrive in Fargo the very next day. Adults and children alike were promised 2 days of restlessness and delight as the big day approached. North Dakotans were assured that many new and unique novelties will be seen. And in case of rain, the show would go on under tents, heavily paraffined and strictly waterproofed. The circus made its way across the state, performing in Bismarck before heading to Fargo. After that, it was off to Pembina and Grand Forks. Meanwhile, the Gallmer Brothers Circus was also touring North Dakota with performances in Minot, Cooperstown, and Langdon. The summer of 1905 was an exciting one in North Dakota. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.